You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Hello, everybody. Alabama's news talk leader, Right Side Radio. We've got the local, the state, the national covering all the issues. And just like the dude said, we're solid, conservative, and just plain right. This is Lee from Huntsville in for Phil Williams today. I can only hope to do this justice as I have big shoes to fill. But I'll give it my best shot. I'm glad to be here with you, Boomer.
Hey, I'm here. I'm happy to be here, too. It's going to be a good day.
You know what day it is, right?
Oh, I do know what day it is.
Well, hit that sound effect.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, hump day! This is a good day to be here, right?
It is a good day to be here. I love Wednesdays. Well, I'm excited to be here and going to try to do Phil's show some justice and bring I've got a great triple dipper for you today.
Oh, well, yeah. You prepared a triple dipper.
I prepared everything that Phil does. I'm like just going to copy the master.
Oh, man. Look at you being prepared. I love it.
So hit that sound effect. I'm going to do a triple dipper.
All right.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
Well, number one. Title IX in trouble. So biological men and women's sports and how the introduction of trans women into women's sports has affected the sports in general. Second one, time for term limits. Our politicians seem determined to stay in office until they die, clinging to power with a death grip. And the third and final triple dipper, asking the hard questions. Getting involved in local and regional politics that affect your life, your everyday life. And I also have a bit of a monologue today. I really came prepared.
I love that. Here
All
we
right.
go.
Okay. What is a woman? If you've seen the recent documentary by Matt Walsh, and if you haven't, I highly recommend that you do, you'll know that many folks in the academic and medical fields and a Supreme Court justice have difficult time answering the question of what is a woman. They feign ignorance or ask why a definition is needed at all. The majority of people in the film seem incapable of defining the term woman without using the term in a definition. A woman is anyone who identifies as a woman. How can a word define itself? I don't have the same difficulty understanding the question. I learned how to be a woman by watching my mother, my grandmother, aunts, great aunts, friends' moms, church women, just to name a few. I innately understood the purpose of women, their power, their weaknesses, their nurturing, and their ability to cut you straight to the bone. In Genesis 1:27, it says, "So God created man in his own image. Male and female, he created them." This has been our collective human understanding for thousands of years. Defining the word woman has become decidedly more difficult as of late. Recently, Johns Hopkins had to pull a definition of lesbian from their online dictionary. It defined them as a non-man attracted to non-men. The uproar was swift, and the definition was quickly purged from the site. Defining a woman as a non-man seems ludicrous and the opposite of the woke world we know today. They offered the explanation that the definition was inclusionary of those that identify as non-binary, also a relatively new phenomena. It seems that anyone can be a woman by just announcing it. When the influencer and Bud Light killer, Dylan Mulvaney, announced that he was non-binary and then transgender, he decided to celebrate his first year of, quote, womanhood by documenting his daily life on social media. His over-the-top caricature of his womanly experiences were demeaning to the actual growth and maturity of girls and women, as if our bodies and experiences are something he can pantomime. Dylan is a grifter, an entertainer, who understands how to play the system. He knows how to get clicks and followers, and he's now charging $40,000 per speech speaking fees. Leave it to a man to figure out how to make being a woman a real moneymaker. Men facing incarceration are now claiming to be women in order to be sent to women's prison. In New Jersey, Demi Minor, a trans woman, biological man, impregnated two women in the prison. Apparently, his parts were still in good working order. In Britain, Karen White, formerly Stephen Woods, confessed not only to abusing fellow inmates in a West Yorkshire women's jail, but to committing rape years earlier when he still identified as a male. A judge, a female judge, knowingly put a biological male, a convicted rapist, in a women's prison because simply he announced that he was female. Women have been assaulted and raped as a result. In the end, the definition may prove as simple as common sense. As women, we are not birthing parents. We are mothers. We're not menstruators or those who have a uterus or cis women. We're adult human females. We are women. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. It's going to lead us into our first of the triple dippers, Title IX in Trouble. See you soon.